Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here. We're a little issue with the Let's Talk Hookup open intro music firing, but having a great time here. Talking fishing with Wayne. It's been a fun show this morning. If you missed us, our first hour on the Let's Talk Hookup, on the fan, we're still coming to you. Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live. Got another full hour coming your way, and boy, lots of great info. And this has just been a very fun one. It's a fun time of year watching things develop. We kind of been talking about the show. Great local fishing still to be had as the interest starts to fade. It's still really, really good fishing, as we heard from Dave Dolan on our great Liberty trip. And, boy, some great reports coming on. And we're just looking forward to another fun hour, Wayne, hanging out, talking fishing, and giving away a killer prize.
Absolutely. Boy, if you missed it earlier, we've got this CalStar GG278C, courtesy of CalStar. It is a one-off right now because right now not even the stores have this rod. And it is beautiful. One lucky caller or texter will win it. Make sure if you text in to leave your name and your phone number so that we can get a hold of you. Now that we're off the fan, there's no more callers for the second hour. But it is such a beautiful rod. And we're some one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show will flip the coin, and they will win this rod.
Yeah, and always want to say, too, you know, there was a – every person who gets on hold to make a phone call is eligible for the rod. So obviously it was a very busy morning. We had a lot of people standing by excited to get to call in this morning. It was just busy getting to talk to Pete and talk to Dave. So if you're – just because you didn't make it on the air, you are still absolutely in the running for that beautiful CalStar rod. So everybody that called made it on hold is going to be eligible to win that great prize. And in the meantime, we've got a lot of great texts coming through. But before we get to that, we're going to find out what's going on with our FishDope.com report. We got the man, Captain Mark Wish, is standing by with our FishDope.com report. Wayne?
And it's sponsored by Gamakatsu. If you like to fish for tuna – and you are not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing bites. Their 720 heavy-duty assist hooks are one for your nighttime jigging. For bait fishing, nothing beats the Nautilus circle hook. They come in all sizes, small and up to from a 4 all the way to a 6-aught. And if you like big fish, Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not oversized. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com.
There it is. We got the man. Captain Mark Wish is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Wayne. What a great show. You guys are just having way too much fun.
You're not lying, and, buddy. We're having a good time.
I love it. And it's good to be back. I missed the last couple. On the first one, we were all the way to the Mediterranean checking out that place. And then last week, I couldn't even talk about it. I had laryngitis. I had zero voice for a couple days. But hey.
That was unfair. We were excited to hear about the big trip, but you did it. You found a good substitute, though, Mark.
Yeah, Danny filled in fantastically. He does a great job, and he does it under pressure. You know, it's not his favorite thing to do, but good job, buddy. I appreciate you helping out there. So on the water, guys, definitely seeing some signs of our seasonal shift. You know, it's just them days are rolling on and winter's coming, but still some pretty good stuff around. Nothing from Nick or SBI has been kind of breezy on the outside there. Over at Catalina, you know, it's in pretty worthy shape for this time of year. Pretty fine fall fishing, actually. A critical component to that fall fishing is the squid situation, and squid situation's pretty darn healthy right now. There's quite a bit of bait over there. There's bait, backside east and backside middle and up west. And as to the fishing, the west is the best. Been some really good bites on the deep structure spots there. Home guard yellows, just big boys. Tackle busters for sure. You make sure your gear's in good shape, guys, or else. And on spots from like the west end high spot down toward Pedestal Rock, that deeper structure like that. Or at Clemente, there is still some squid in the cove. Not nearly what there's been, but enough to make bait. You know, we made some bait. We were over there the other day. And, but God, there's a lot of fin bait in the cove. And it made it a little challenging. That stuff would show up and the squid would take off. But we managed to get it done. Got a couple scoops there, no problem. What we didn't do anything with was the yellows in the cove. We never even marked a single fish sitting on the bait grounds there. That's setup's changing. But the better area is up the back, up towards Lost Point. There's some bait up there and yellows and sea bass on it, and it's been pretty good fishing there in the middle of the back. And as long as the weather's decent, you know, you can get on that. Offshore, still plenty of bluefin around. You know, the hot spot certainly has been out there on the Cortez, and there's a lot of fish hanging out there. And weather will be a little bit of an issue, it looks like, this weekend here, but, you know, it's getting to be that time of year. And closer to home, still some nice signal between the 371, 390 like that for a mix of bluefin and yellowfin and the occasional blue marlin thrown in for good measure. I mean, how about
how cool is
582?
That?
Oh, my God. What the hell is that thing doing here?
How about a marlin bigger than any fish caught in the Bisbees that was in between Point Loma and the Coronado Islands?
That's just insane. And, you know, I mean, it's probably not really a connection, but strangely enough, there was a wahoo caught at 160 miles or something
right
here a couple weeks ago.
Right.
You know, and same thing. What the hell is that guy doing here? So maybe we got some kind of weird little countercurrent down deep bringing all kinds of exotics and stuff up here for us. But
we're not questioning it. Bring it.
Not questioning, that's for sure. So, Ricky, buddy, I got to tell you, that was a fantastic discussion of the evolution of the 278-foot. I mean, how we had that conversation a few weeks ago casually, and a week later, Chris walks into my store, you know, with those blanks, and I hear, check this out. I go, dude, you got to be kidding me. We're just talking about it the other day. And now, I mean, I've got one of those blanks. I'm going to figure out what to do with it. I haven't even seen the finished rod yet. That one that you have there is the first finished rod that I've seen. But what an incredible timeline from a concept to a product in hand. Those guys are just amazing over there at CalStar.
It's such a, and I can say this with you, Mark, because you've been around since the beginning of it, and you've been, you know, nobody's been tighter aligned and in the tackle biz than yourself. It's like the good old days and then some, you know, like the CalStar has always been the best at taking really good insight from people and then turning it into the perfect fishing rod. And you said it best, like it was a conversation, and all of a sudden 2 weeks later, boom, there it is. There's the product in your hand. And it's just, it feels like CalStar is back in the best position it's been in a real long time. And, you know, Chris getting to be there and letting John do his thing, you know, and, you know, you talk about a guy, you know, in Chris, who's a very accomplished angler and knows all the good of CalStar, and just allowing it to go the way that it is with that input. It's just, it feels really good. And this rod is a perfect example of it. It's just, it is a perfect small bait rod. I love it.
Yeah, it's perfect. You know, we were at Clemente here at the first part of the week, and Dana's got some beautiful cured anchovies, like 4 to 6 inch anchovies, the kinds you love to stop on a boiling spot of yellowfin tuna with or whatever. But we're fishing those anchovies for the calico bass and bonita on the front side, and I was thinking, oh man, I wish that wasn't a blank sitting in my store. I gotta figure out how to get that done.
Not like you don't have an arsenal sitting behind it.
Oh, well, that's neither here nor there, but
Well, yeah. Certainly some good fishing to be had, and, you know, I mean, it's the same thing. There's fish close, there's fish out to the west, there's some down below, so certainly not time to hang it up yet. Some very exciting stuff going on, and who knows, man, maybe we get another push, we get some good weather. Like, I'm excited to see what the next week continues to bring us.
Yeah, they're talking Santa Ana here for this upcoming week, and you know, a lot of times that turns around, blows offshore, conditions offshore way down, nice and flat, calm, fighting fish. Water's still pretty warm. I was looking at the buoys this morning. They're almost all 66 to 67, 68 even. And that's not so bad for the end of October. So we'll take it, guys. And
we'll take
definitely
that.
Definitely time to go fishing.
We got squid at the receiver and nachos up in Long Beach. We got 4 to 6 sardines from Long Beach down to San Diego. It's not done.
No.
We could see another the fall white sea bass hit again.
Yeah. And, you know, one other quick thing to mention. You guys were talking about dropper loops early on with that first call.
Yeah.
Or text that you took. And, Ricky, you know, again, you nailed that answer for that guy. And, you know, when I was running charters a lot of my, you know, we're specializing in fishing that sea bass. And the guys would come with their pre-tied dropper loops. And I would go and I would test almost every one of them. And the guy that tied the, you know, typical blood knot, you know, the rockfish style knot, he'd just pull them apart. I said, look at you guys got to test your knots.
Yeah.
Test your knots. You know, pull on. Well, I don't want to break it. Well, you want to break it now or when your 30-pounder's on there? Come on, dude.
Yeah, you do want to break that. You want to break it right now when it doesn't matter, not when it counts. Appreciate the kind words, buddy, and I love the collaboration and insight that you gave to Chris and the boys up at CalStar. It's a beautiful rod, and we're really proud to get to give it away to one lucky caller or texter. And I know you've put your thoughts into a couple of real gems up there with CalStar, including one of my most favorites, the XL, and then also in the XLH and the Graphiter line. So. Great job as an awesome fish dope report, Mark, and it sure is good to have you back, buddy.
I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Go fishing, guys.
I like that. And, hey, want to remind you, a great opportunity for fishdope.com. You can save $30 off of a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $30 off of a new one. And another report from one of our most favorites and a really, really good place to go fishing, and that's down at Cedros Island with Cedros Sport Fishing. Rosie's on the line. Good morning, Rosie.
Morning.
Good morning. Two of my favorite guys. Boy, how are you guys doing? Great show this morning.
We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know what? Just listening to the two of you talk about fishing, it's like it's a good thing. It's definitely a good thing. So our fish report this morning, I was a little bit worried that we were going to have some wind this week. And even though we did get a little bit towards, it was probably like Wednesday and Thursday, but we had a group fly out on Wednesday, and then Reggie's group flew in on Wednesday. And they actually closed the harbor in the late afternoon on Wednesday, and I was a little bit worried about Thursday, but Thursday laid down pretty good. And you know how we got that big lee of the island and how the wind comes in, and it just blocked the wind from the fishing ground. So the guys were able to go out. They are saying that they're getting limits, but it's tough limits. So yeah, I know, tough limits by noon, but they're getting limits by noon.
That is always going to be my favorite Rosie, like, negative. Like, oh yeah, it was another tough day. We had to wait all the way till noon to get our limits.
I know. And it's like, and even one of the guys texted me, he says, limits today, but tough. We got limits by noon. And it's like, and I thought, I'm going to say that to Ricky. And he's just going to start laughing.
I love it.
You
That's
know
great.
What I mean? So, but limits of yellowtail, you know, that storm that we had, it pushed up that warm water, and the Dorado are starting to show up. So we were real happy with that. Our customers thrilled, obviously, to play with the Dorados. Everything they're catching right now seems to be on not only the surface iron, yo-yo, knife jigs, and Rapalas. All of those seem to be working. We're not seeing any white sea bass right now. They kind of have not wanted to come out and play. Black sea bass are playing with us, as are the halibut. Bonito, there's bonito everywhere down there, dear Lord. So if you put out a tuna feather, you're going to get a bonito, and there you have it. So, but I'll have to say that one of the captains, Captain Martin, kept that bonito, or the couple of bonitos, they said. And the next day he brought out bonito. Poke, thank you. And the guy said they would have, you know, you're thinking tuna, you know, yellowfin or bluefin for that, but they said the bonito poke was absolutely fabulous. So there we go. So this is our last trip of the season. We got two more days of fishing left, and then we are looking forward to not only the shows, but filling up the trips for next year. And the way I do that is I keep a book from year to year, and I start it off basically at whoever is the first one to call and says, hey, I want in on 2026. And I start filling up the trips that way. So, and I'm going through that book, and most of the trips are online. There's still probably about 20 trips that are not online. We will have 66 trips next year.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? 66 trips spread between two lodges.
Wow.
And Wayne, I think you're on the one in end of July, August. So Wayne will be on one of those too.
Looking forward
to
it.
Yeah, you know what? It's been an amazing fishing season. This year we have dubbed it the Year of the White Sea Bass because they were unbelievable from the beginning of the season to, you know, probably the end of August, beginning of September. So we're really excited to see what next year has to hold for us. So if you are thinking about coming to Cedros, first thing I would do is look at our website at cedrosportfishing.com and talk to your friends. See what trip works best for you, not only as far as the dates when you guys want to go, but if you want it to be a 5-day trip or a 6-day trip, and then give me a call because, like I said, right now you can't see all the trips on the website, but we're working on getting all those up and fitting people in. And then give me a call. Phone number here for me is 619-772-7570.
Awesome. Rosie, a great report. I was so surprised, and I know that it's just, like you said, it's just everything kind of happened late in terms of the Dorado and the opportunity, but the Wahoo fishing for our long-range fleet just got so good, and it was just a little later than normal. I was so curious to hear if anybody had made the trip over to Bonitos and had a trolling lure in the water, but it just seems like the push on that fish was just a little bit later than normal this year. And, man, I feel like if there were another couple of trips, we'd see those classic Cedros Wahoo bites go on. But I think we're just going to have to wait for next season.
Yep, I agree. We were really hoping that, like you said, that push would have come a little bit sooner and that the wind on the Pacific side would have laid down a little bit more.
Yeah, agreed.
So, yeah, there
all
you
good.
Go.
Well, we're just going to have to settle for limits by noon and great calico bass fishing. What are you going to do? Another crummy day at Cedros.
Oh, darn.
Exactly. Ain't it great? I love it.
Well, we love it. So great report, as always, Rosie. Sure appreciate you taking such good care of us. And will we get to talk to you next week, get the wrap-up from this last trip going down?
You got it. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Great job, Rosie. Really appreciate you very much, and thanks for everything you do and keeping us in touch with what's going on with the crew down there. Appreciate the report very much. Well, hey, it's been a very busy morning. Lots of great texts coming through. Did you have a text standby you wanted to read, Wayne?
Yeah, we got John from Mira Mesa. He was listening about the Japan report, and he actually had a coworker that was over there the same 2 weeks I was there. And he's asking, hey, did you get a chance to get the sea urchin and the uni? And I'm like, yes. You're going to believe this. They would have a skewer of Wagyu beef that they would put on the coals, and then they would put uni on top of that.
Oh,
and
geez.
It was plump and sweet and so good. So that right there. And then you go to the sushi bar and they'd make up their, you know, the sushi with it. And it was just phenomenal.
So cool.
Yeah. Yep. Very big, plump.
We were talking about great sushi, and, you know, you were talking about that you get the difference between the treat. Now, I'm sure, you know, the best in the world certainly does and still exists over in Japan. But you were talking before we started, when you and I were BSing about your great trip over there, that the difference in margin has narrowed so much with just how well sushi has been accepted and perfected over here in the States and access to fish all over, that you were saying that the margin of fantastic sushi from here to there is no longer as great as it used to be.
I absolutely believe that. We tried fish throughout the country. Every place we went to, we tried it. They have fish there that we don't have here.
Sure.
So and it's fresh.
I want to be clear. I'm not trying to say that it's not the best over there. I'm sure that it is.
But the selection that we have here, the quality that we have here, because we have access to yellowtail and the tunas and the bonita and salmon, which you don't see salmon very much over there because they don't have access to it like we do.
Yeah.
It doesn't transport well. But theirs is just different, right? And I heard that if I could get up to Hokkaido, up in the northern part of Japan, it'd be different because that's the big main fishing ports up there and the bigger fish is up there. But, you know, as we were in Tokyo South, it was just different. It was good, but it wasn't like, wow, it's, you know, 10 times better than we have in the States.
Sure.
But the quality here is so good now.
Well, speaking of quality sushi, there's one thing I'm very excited about. You know, we've been talking a little bit about Tackle Day here coming up. One of the new features we are going to have at Tackle Day is a great friend of the landing who has a very unique business. And his name is Michael Friedrich, and he's with his company is called Sashimi Rollin. Sashimi Rollin SD. And so Michael does, he's a charter master on a lot of trips, you know, several trips on the Shogun. So if you kind of follow along with Long Range, they will go and make these beautiful spreads of fish on the Long Range trip. So, you know, he hosts several trips on board the Shogun, also on the Independence, I believe also on a couple of the other boats as well. So you go on one of their trips, and in addition, he'll jump behind the counter with the chefs on the boat and create these amazing sushi spreads. You know, beautiful rolls and like very artistic, you know, like lots of things going on. Anyways, one of his main gigs is they do sushi parties built around your fish processing. So you get off the trip. You had a great trip. Say, you know, some guy that happened to be going on the Royal Polaris on a trip, in December, and Wayne gets off of the boat and you send your fish to Fisherman's Process and you have this amazing fish. You can then hire these guys. They will come to your house with a full team, and then they'll provide all the other accoutrements in, but makes us an unbelievable sushi spread with your fish that you then get to share with all your friends and family. Like you basically, you have your long range fish, then they provide all the other stuff, you know, whether it be yellowtail that you didn't catch or salmon or those kinds of things, and then all of the other things that go along with it, and you tell them, you know, hey, I want to have 20 people over at the house, and then they'll build a private party. So the guy makes unbelievable spreads, a really cool follow on Instagram if you haven't seen, like, really artistic flowers and all the cool stuff that they do. But he's going to be at Tackle Day kind of showing the things that they do, producing maybe some free samples, maybe some poke nachos. And the guy's like a very high level. The Padres organization sought him out, and so like once or twice during every Padres homestand, that guy, you know, he'll go down with his team and produce a huge sushi spread that the boys eat after the baseball games.
That's awesome.
The Padres players requested him to be the guy, and that's just going to be one of the really cool features. So in addition to come down and, you know, getting in on the Taqueria taco truck that we have and having all the fun with the seminars and the contest, you'll get to see some amazing and sample some killer sushi from Sashimi Roland and Michael Friedrich. It's going to be one of the really fun highlights at Tackle Day.
Yeah, I'm listening to what you guys are going to do. And, hey, we got Doug Kern on the show tomorrow, and you're going to talk everything Tackle Day.
Yeah,
but
no, you know,
we're all salivating because it's already next week.
I know, it's crazy.
It's hard to believe. We're already at the end of October.
The boys have been working their butts off, you know, kind of getting everything ready. And we've done some really special and some different things for this year, and we think that will be the best one. One of the things that we talk about all the time is Tackle Day is our event, and we try to make the biggest splash that we can. We love going to PCS. We love doing Day at the Docks. We're super excited about the PCS Del Mar show this year, so we're going to pull out every stop we can. But Tackle Day is our event, and it's very important for us to make it special. So we did some things that were probably not the best business decisions, but it's important for us for Tackle Day to be a big one. And the one that I'm maybe the most excited about are the big two-speed reels. So we have two very popular reels, the Shimano Talica 20. When the 20As, the new version, came out, the smart move would have been to sell off all of our old generation, probably gain top dollar through the season when they were still, you know, everybody still wanted them and were buying heavy. And we would have willed them away and got more money out of them. What we chose to do was save all of them. So as soon as the new ones came out, we took all of our first-gen TAC-20s and we put them in a box to wait for Tackle Day. I'm not allowed to tell you the price that we will sell them at Tackle Day. I can sneak around that by telling you that they will be under $500.
Wow.
Yeah, so a new TAC-20 is going to run you around $700.
Right.
And the first-gen TAC-20 that we all know and love and killer and all those things, all I can say is they will be below $500.
Plus line?
I can't say anything else about that. It is going to be the best deal on a premium two-speed we have ever had.
Wow.
In addition to that, there's going to be a deal on a Pen Fathom that is an even larger two-speed, the largest. I'm trying to see how I can say this without getting Doug into so much trouble. All I can say is there is going to be a deal on a large, very popular Pen Fathom two-speed that will be under $200.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so some really, really special deals at Tackle Day this year. We've saved everything that we could have sold throughout the year, and we wanted to save it and make this the biggest one. And like you said, Doug is going to fill us all in on it tomorrow. There'll be a whole lot to talk about, but there's going to be some very, very special ones. We try to make it not just a parking lot sale. You know, parking lot sale is always a good deal. There's always fun, and there's always deals to be had. We want this to be an event. You know, there's casting contest that Shimano puts on that's free. There's the Eyes Your Line knot tying contest that's free. We're going to have the boys from Fast Lane Sailing are going to be there with a full display. You're going to get to demo kayaks in the water. There's going to be over 20 vendors in the parking lot, you know, all the big manufacturers, seminars from Frank and the boys from Two Fish Jigs, and Bill Varney's going to be doing that great surf fishing seminar, and we'll have Steve Carson doing a seminar, a huge raffle. You know, our raffle, all the money we raise benefits Friends of Rolla. We cut a big check to after selling all the raffle tickets, and I gotta say a couple of huge thank yous. We've had amazing support from the people in our industry, but I gotta give a huge one to Lori and the whole team, Brian and Ray from the American Angler. They gave us. I called Lori and asked if we could get some hats and shirts to give away from our raffle, and instead of hats and shirts, Lori gave an all expenses 2-day trip on board the American Angler. And if that 2-day doesn't fit your time schedule, you can apply the value towards any longer trip on board the American Angler. This is like a $900 right. value that somebody's going to get for buying a $1 raffle ticket.
Wow.
So, and the money's going to Friends of Rollo.
And Cam Rollo's Kids at Sea will have to pick a box, and they'll be selling Rod-a-week tickets. And
that's just how that American Angler family works. Wow. You know what I mean? I was like, hey, do you think there's any way we could get some hats or a shirt?
Right.
And she's like, well, how about we do something better than that? And, yeah, so an amazing prize, and thanks to the team for the American Angler for that. And in addition to that, great stuff. We heard a spot in the last break for Baker Marine. Baker gave us a pair of their custom-built 7x50 Marine binoculars. Those are going to be given away. Just so much killer stuff. Amazing support from all of the people out there. Way too many to mention. Everingham Brothers Bait Scoop Certificates and all of the restaurants, Point Loma Seafoods. Everybody's been just so awesome, and we got a great raffle, and all that money's going to the kids at Friends of Rollo. And it's just going to be an awesome event, and I can't wait. I'm really excited.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll be down there buying my rifle tickets.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Buy a
and some tackle.
Yeah, Dallas and you know, and several of her nurses and my sister are going to be the ones selling the raffle tickets. So I think this year I got way too heavy of a conflict of interest. I think I'd get in some serious trouble, but I'm going to have to find a rat hole to buy some tickets for me, because there's too many good prizes not to.
Proxy.
Yeah, well, let's jump back into the text. We got some really good ones standing by. This one is a hello guys. I'm hoping you could give me a rundown on bluefin fishing at night. I'm really excited. I've got a brand new CalStar, and I'm in the market for purchasing a good, heavy, nighttime deep jigging reel. I'm kind of thinking Talica 20, 25, maybe the new 40. Can you go over the big differences between the three? That's from Brad in San Diego. And all really good choices, Wayne. And none of those would be wrong. You know, I tend to go TAC 20. For me, that is the very comfortable reel that still fits in my hands, that I think holds plenty of line. Fill it with some 100-pound Max Quattro, the new Max Quattro Offshore, Depth Hunter Offshore, where it changes color every 100 feet. You get plenty of line on that reel, and in my opinion, will handle virtually everything that we hook. Now, if you hook one of those super giants, you hook a 300-pounder on a knife jig, Are you outgunned? Yes. But do you have enough reel that's still going to handle it? Also, yes. You know, if you had your way, of course you'd want to hook that fish on a 50-size reel or something. But you don't have the luxury of knowing what's going to happen. And the outfit still has to be comfortable for you to fish with.
Absolutely.
The other reel you mentioned was the 25, which those two reels are the same in terms of their capabilities, drag pressure. The guts are the same in the 20 and the 25. The 25 is wider. More line capacity, always a good thing when you're fighting big fish. I would never say that the 25 is the wrong reel. I tend to lend more to the 20 because that Max Quattro 100-pound, we can still put a lot of line on the reel. So I like the 20 over the 25, but that really is going to come down to a matter of personal preference. Put those two reels in your hand, see what you like better. The new 25 comes with that awesome power handle. a T-bar style. The new 20 is the knob that you're used to, but it's a larger version. And then both of those are retrofittable to either reel. So if you like the knob style and you want the 25, you can swap that handle over. Or if you have a first-gen Talica 20 or 25 and you really like that new handle, that handle will still fit on the previous generation reel, too. So you got a lot of options. The new 40 is an awesome reel. For me, it's a little on the big side for jigging. It's just going to be heavy. Once you get attached, you would be so stoked that that's the reel that you chose. But holding that and fishing it all night, I'm thinking that's maybe a little on the big side.
I agree, yeah.
That's my thought anyway.
It's always that trade-off, right? But right now, between the 20 and the 25, that 20 is so nice because it's a little bit narrow. It doesn't wobble going back and forth for the level line, you know, when you're trying to put the line back on the reel. The capacity, you don't have a problem with capacity on these reels. Bluefin are fight different than yellowfin. If I was going down south on a multi-day trip, you want the bigger reel because they take these massive runs.
Couldn't agree more.
Gotta stop them.
Yep.
But well, here, when we're fishing, not usually. You get a couple of spurts, but I have yet to see somebody dump a reel on these fish.
Bluefin fight incredibly hard, and I think they fight the hardest when they're close to the boat. You know,
absolutely.
When they're at color, just outside of color, last few circles, shaking their head, changing direction. Like, that's where they're the worst. All of this is not to say that it couldn't, wouldn't, doesn't, does, all those things, but yellowfin, you hook that fish and it's just going forever. Bluefins, you can get away with less line. So I like that. I like that tack 20.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah, that's a fun one for sure. Well, there's lots to come, lots of great texts rolling through, and we got a whole lot more fun coming our way, huh, Wayne?
Absolutely. And hey, we'll be taking more texters when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Well, while we're trying to get our spots to fire here, a little issue with the commercial spots going, I think we're going to continue on, and maybe why don't we read another text, Wayne, before
yeah,
we...
Yeah, as we were talking about the Tackle Days coming up, there's one that kind of lines up with it. Somebody that brand new, Danny,
hey,
from Temecula.
Hey, with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing.
All right, well, why don't we go ahead and run that break, and we'll be right back before Let's Talk Hookup. Just a
second. With relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All right. It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Boy, we've been talking about some great gear from Shimano with those great Tackle Day sales. And, man, so much great stuff with this big bluefin coming up. You know, you hate to be the broken record, but how could you not talk about Talica? The amazing reel, so much power, so much great free spool, fits in your hand, and all retrofittable. And I love that they did that with the new TAC 20. Being able to put that new larger knob style handle or the T-bar power handle, both being able to fit on either of the two reels. So if you want to retrofit your previous generation, which still works awesome with the new style, you can certainly do so. And boy, there's not going to be a better time to buy one than at Tackle Days with that great offer and free Spectra coming along with your reel.
And you can try them at the counter. That's just it. If you put it on a rod right there and put it and try it, see how it fits your hands.
Nothing better. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Fisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. You got to love a live show, huh, Ricky? Never a dull moment.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I can tell you another place that there's never a dull moment, and even it's probably gotten a little bit more dull now that the hurricane season, and particularly Hurricane Pedro, has passed. But that is our favorite spot down in the East Cape, and that's Smokey's Curing Company in Cantina and Baja. We got Chris Myers standing by this morning. What's up, Chris?
Morning, Chris.
Rick, Wayne, buenos dias, guys.
Buenos dias.
Oh, man, I tell you, sure sounds like a great party to come up to that Taco Bay. I might have to come up and do that. That sounds like a great time, man.
We're really looking forward to it, buddy. We put a lot into it, and it's a big fiesta, and yeah, it's awesome. We've had the same guys. So there was a guy that used to work at one of the restaurants, you know, right down the way from us a bunch of years ago. He left to go do his own thing. And his own little catering company, and we have just the most killer taco truck every year. They've been with us for, gosh, I think 12 years now, making up the killer agua frescas and killer little tacos, and then blend that with the sush. It's going to be a really fun day, buddy. We'd love to have you.
Oh, man, I'm going to try to make it, let me tell you. So, yeah, it sounds great, and good for that guy, going off on his own and doing that. It sounds like an awesome time.
Yeah.
So, anyway, guys. To the report, you know, we've kind of cooled off a little bit, which is a bummer for this time of year. Normally we're on all cylinders, but the thing is we still had a pretty good tuna bite. It just fell off a little bit, but the guys are still catching them. And the cool thing about that is they're able to get some tuna close in on the Bajo La Ribera right there, about 3-4 miles off at the bank there, La Ribera, also close in off Tuna Pescadero to the north. And then also, you know, guys are still going out looking for the porpoise, and they've been encountering some tuna anywhere between 15, 20, 30, and even 40 miles. So, you know, they're going out there looking for the porpoise and then seeing if they can get some tuna to bite. Nothing really, really big to report this past week, but, still, they're still coming in with fillet. And so it's not, I don't want to, you know, make it seem like it's not good fishing. It's just that it's not the wide open limits every angler that we were having the past, you know, over the past month. But as far as the billfish bite, lots of blue marlin and some stripers, which is usually there's more stripers, but lots of blue marlin out there. And then the sailfish bite kind of fell off. You know, that had been going off for most of the summer. But still some billfish to be had. Regarding Dorado, up a little bit. I think we saw maybe 20 to maybe probably 25 Dorado, which isn't great by any means, but we still saw, yesterday we got like 3 30-pounders on the dock at Palmas, which was nice. So they're kind of seeing those on the shark buoys to the, you know, it's very shark buoys to the north off the Pescadero area. So heading out there to the buoys and trying to get some Dorado. Wahoo bite, we're hoping that picks up a little bit. I think we saw maybe 5 6 Wahoo this past week at the dock at Palmas. So nothing major there, but again, it's all about really the blue marlin and the tuna bite, and that's what a lot of guys are going out doing today. And, you know, the weather is obviously, the seasons change. I just got done with my beach walk out there, and it's definitely cooled off, and man, jumping in the water, it's about 85 degrees. It's perfect.
Gosh,
so,
perfect.
Yeah. So we're doing good, and you know, I think you know, the thing about I want to say about the tuna bite, we had some north winds pick up a little this past week, which is a little early to kind of look for that, maybe mid-November, but we did see some kite borders out this past week a little early, so I think that affected the bite a little bit. But hopefully we can get those north winds to die down a little bit and come back later in November and get back on our tuna.
Awesome. Man, well, it's certainly great fishing right now, and like you said, slow is not the right word. Guys are still certainly coming back with plenty of it, and then, you know, all the blues to go along with it. Certainly sounds like good fishing, and I know one thing, it's always good times down there, and you know, when the weather gets right, the fish gets right, there's very few places like the East Cape, and man, we love it, and it certainly sounds like a great report, and we'll look forward to hearing another great one next week, Chris.
Okay, good luck, guys, on the tackle day, and I hope to see you there.
How about as the fall continues, opportunities to go fishing on the big boat? I mean, I know Vaquera gets awfully booked up; she's very popular, but in my opinion, the nicest boat on the Cape. But you know, as we roll into fall, are there still some opportunities to come fishing?
Yeah, here's the thing: we've been booked up most of all of October. I think we have I think we have the 28th, 29th, and 30th available. And then we got the Tuna Jackpot, you know, the big tournament and the Western Outdoor News tournament in Cabo. We've got people fishing that fish every year with us. And then we may, I don't know for sure, we're still talking about it, the Vaquera may be going to Mag Bay for the remainder of November and into December. And, you know, that fishing is like, we may be out there. So if there's an interest, they may want to get a hold of me. But we're thinking about taking Vaquera out to Mag Bay to finish off the season and have her out there for about 4 weeks.
That would be sick.
We're talking about it.
Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah, you know how that can go. That's just crazy. I mean, I've heard of people out there, we caught 30 wahoo. Oh, we caught, you know, we hooked 27 marlin or so, just crazy stuff out there.
Are you thinking multiple days on the boat? Are you thinking taking advantage of one of the great lodges in San Carlos or right at Mag Bay there and doing day trips? What's your thoughts? Or is it still in the early planning phase?
It's in the early planning phase. We've got somebody that wants to run charters out there.
Yeah.
On our behalf up there. So we're obviously not staying on the boat. No, because there's lodges. There's nice places to stay there. And we can just anchor right there in the bay. But I think the concern is mainly like Diego they're going to be on the boat full time.
Sure.
The crew is going to be on the boat because you don't want to, you know, have anything, you know, go wrong out there on the boat.
Everything
just security wise.
Yeah. Understood.
Yeah. Yeah. Security wise. But there's some nice, cool little places just right there to stay.
Absolutely. I hope it happens, man. That sounds really cool, Chris.
Well, you know, you remember, of course, Eddie Dalmau that ran, you know, the reservations and everything.
Yeah, they did
everything at Palmas for 20-something years. Well, he's now with Baja Pirates in La Paz, and they're taking groups there for, like, I think it's 6 weeks or something. Maybe I could be wrong. 4 to 6 weeks, you know, November to December. They're taking multiple groups out there, which mainly are fishing the Tongas. But, I mean, if you've got a 35 Cabo out there in the bay,
exactly.
You know, it's like, well, let's go on that, you know. So we're talking about it, and I'll have more information on that, too, as we're – it's a developing story, let's say.
Of course. Well, that sounds great, and it sounds like if somebody was dying, it would probably not be a bad idea for them to just get their info to you, just for you to help gauge what kind of interest is there. And if we all get lucky enough that it does happen, I know you'll spread the word here on Let's Talk Hookup. But sounds fun, and again, I can't say enough good things about that boat. And Diego, I've been so fortunate to get to fish on it, and I love it. And there is not a nicer boat in East Cape, I can tell you that much.
Well, he treats it like his own, man. He, I'm telling you, he treats that boat. He babies that thing, and he's always out there. It's just, he keeps that thing in tip-top condition. And anytime there's any, I mean, we're meticulous about maintenance, changing the oil every 100 hours, just every little thing, maintaining the seakeeper, whatever. We're always preventative, you know. Preventative medicine is the best way to do it. And of course, you know, you're going to have water pumps go out here and there, but we've got a supply of those so we can get them, you know, fix the day of or whatever. But yeah, he's the best, man. I'll tell you, he's a great captain.
Well, if somebody wants to ride that beautiful boat, if somebody wants to come to Smokies, if somebody wants to take advantage of the best fish processing down south, how do we find you, Chris?
Quickest way is call my cell at 858-231-1358. Email me at bossmokedog2gs@gmail.com or get a hold of me at vaquerasportfishing.com. Any of those will work.
You're the best, buddy. Appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that very much. That gets me fired up, dude. I want to go.
He takes it over to Mag Bay?
Yeah, that's a
no-brainer. I want to jump on so bad.
Yeah, that'd be cool, especially to get to run a trip with Eddie, who's just, you know, such part of the fam around here, all the great years of Palmas, and, you know, they're doing an awesome thing up there in La Paz, and that sounds cool. That sounds really cool. You can feel like the wheels are turning, you know, it's not there yet, but boy, I hope they pull that off. That sounds real good to me, man.
I agree.
I dig it. Well, hey, the techs are packed up. I had a fun one coming, standing by, and he says, Well, I just want to say, so I was on that last trip on the Shogun you talked about, the 10-day that Renee was running. What you did not mention was the amazing Dorado that were also coming off the kelps. It was the best I've ever seen in terms of quality Dorado off of the kelp. Oh, yeah, we also had 100 Wahoo, and the biggest was 77.5 pounds.
100?
Yeah, that was to go off of the epic, you know, 100-pound tuna fishing, 7 going at a time, all the great yellowtail fishing they had. They also had epic Dorado kelp fishing and threw 100 Wahoo on board as well.
I can't even imagine 100 Wahoo going. Think about those lines just going up and down the rail.
To land 100 Wahoo, you know, you had to – that's the thing, too. Like, if they were able to tag 100 Wahoo on that trip, you know, they hooked – hooked 300, and they had bites from 500. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's Wahoo fishing. Like, just incredible. Yeah, there's such great fishing going on for the multi-day long-range fleet. If you're on a trip that's 7 days or longer, you just got some great stuff coming your way. And if you've got the time and there's a spot here on a boat, go. I mean, absolutely go. It is so good right now. You know, call one of your favorite boats and see what's on, see what waiting list, make the rounds, get your butt down there. It is worth going right now.
This is the best of times right now. This is going to go down in the books. We keep saying it every week, but this is the best fishing we've had in forever.
It's crazy. And the local fishing, I mean, we darn near breezed over that. This week, amazing, Mark Henwood, Sean Mulroney, fishing local, fishing marlin, and tuna, left the Coronado Islands or west of the Coronado Islands, trolling home, hooked a big marlin. Turned out to be a really big marlin, pulled on it, caught it, landed it, brought it to the scales of the San Diego Marlin Club. There was a very unfortunate scenario where the scale collapsed and there was a non-life-threatening but an injury. And so there was a bummer mark to what should be celebrated as one of the most amazing catches in Southern California history. Those guys caught a 582-pound blue marlin, local. You know, local fish and caught it, landed it. That fish made such a mistake in biting one of the most, you know, experienced San Diego Marlin crews around. Those guys did a fantastic job.
I don't know how they got it in the boat.
Same. I mean, the whole story is incredible. And, you know, not a lot of guys would have had the experience to, you know, leader a fish of that size, you know, boat handling. And, you know, and Mark and Sean and that whole crew, you know, hats off. What an amazing catch. A 580-pound local blue marlin, bigger than any fish in the Bisbee, you know, I mean, just
exactly
spectacular. Followed up just a couple of days later with a 567-pound solo swordfish for that angler, Jeff. And if you haven't, man, hop on the social media of the San Diego Marlin Club and see some of these amazing catches. I mean, back-to-back, you know, almost 600-pound fish. It's incredible stuff going on right now. Good tuna fishing locally, amazing long-range fishing. It is just... This is it. This is what we wait for. This is the fall that you wait all year for.
I laugh because I'm thinking about your boat with Neil and my boat, the little 22 Cuddy walk around. We'd be doing the old man in the sea tied up to the side and trying to run that thing straight, but it would never get in the boat. No way.
Talk about Neil and the 25 Parker again. Neil had a 373-pound swordfish this week. I mean, it's just happening. Like, it's really, really good fishing.
How can you not want to get on the water right now?
Yeah, it's pretty special, man. And, you know, you say all that, and then you look at the reservations for the day and a half fleet, and there's next to nothing. You know what I mean? Like, it is still the right time. We've got Santa Ana conditions coming up and good tuna fishing, and I really hope this thing kicks on for a few more weeks because it's too good to let it die.
And not to mention, the lobster are crawling, too.
Yeah, totally.
You can go day or night. You can get off work, do a twilight. I mean, there's so much going on still.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are putting their rods away and not getting on boats.
But fun times to be had still, no doubt. Well, I know you had a good tech standby, Wayne.
Yeah, there's one that Mike from Rosemead was talking about. We were just talking about your boat. This guy got a 2000 model Parker, and he's having trouble with his trim tabs. He was asking what you and Neil do for your maintenance on your trim tabs and where do you might take your boat.
you know, maintenance. We have used a lot of great companies over the year. West Coast Marine. We've had a lot of help from H&H Marine. You know, when guys get busy, and so maintenance. Other than having the diver, you know, clean and service things, you know, and keeping growth off of them, I wouldn't say that we've done much in the way of maintenance to our trim tabs. I will tell you, if you have a 2000s Parker, which is what we have also, if I was in the position of needing to do trim tabs, I would put some very, very serious thought into utilizing that new Seakeeper ride system that Blue Sea Stabilizers does. It is going to cost you more money than a set of new trim tabs is, but it will forever change the ride of your boat. And let's be real, like if you're in a Parker pilot house, you know, they have a tendency of having some slap, and that is going to, it is going to eliminate that. If you're having to replace trim tabs, it's not like that's a cheap thing anyway, so you're going to apply that towards the cost of your new system, and I'm not trying to pretend like it's nothing, but, you know, in a sub, you know, I believe it's around, you know, depending on how much glass work needs to be done on your boat or not, it's somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000, with I think it being around $6,000 or $7,000 is about what it costs. And Ali would be able to tell you more, but I would put some very serious thought into that Seakeeper ride system. I know that when our trim tabs go, that will certainly be the next move for us. And, you know, it's just we're both in the same ballpark, Neil and I. We both have young families, and you got to make the, you know, the money decision has to be right. But that's the next upgrade that we're really looking forward to putting on our boat. And anyways, so in terms of maintenance, we don't do a whole lot other than keeping them clean when the boat does come out of water, just visual inspection, that kind of stuff. But other than that, we've knock on wood, we've had very good luck with our trim tabs. We've had one ram go out, and you know, when it did, it was just a replacement, and knock on wood, it was all taken care of after that. But appreciate the text very much. Had another great one that says, good morning, guys. I really love this open format shows that you do. My question is, if you are moving to Baja forever, what is your choice of destination? I know you both have traveled Baja a lot. Are you, you know, what would work for the beach, intercoastal, outer waters, wanting to do a little bit of everything? Where's the spot to go? And that's from Kurt and Vista.
Boy, that is a tough question. We've had a few people that have moved down to Baja Sur, but it, you know, I couldn't tell you where I'd move at this point.
Part of it too, Kurt, I think would matter a lot in what you are looking for in terms of, do you want to get off the grid and enjoy Baja sunrises and sunsets and epic fishing, and you would rather have that than have the close proximity to town and people and things like that, versus a spot like Los Barriles, where you have a lot of the amenities. You're closer to medical and, you know, closer to groceries and in town and you know, and a lot of expats and a lot of, you know, and you know, a lot of seasonal and still great fishing. Like, I think it probably depends a little bit on what you're after, you know. Yeah. We have some very good friends that have moved down to that East Cape area and absolutely love it, you know. But also with that comes some Sunday traffic, and it comes, you know, it comes extra people, and the beach isn't empty. There's still a few people on. There's nothing like at home, but, you know, there's that too. So I think it just depends a little bit on what you're after. Do you want to get completely away and off the grid, or do you still want some access to some people too? But boy, yeah. what a fun decision-making process that would be if your plan is retiring down there. And like you say, is it a full-time retirement, or is it a home that you're going to go down there and you're going to enjoy, you know, half the year and keep your other place up here? But
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we have people that went to San Felipe. We have people to Paz, Cabo, obviously, Mag Bay. People are down there. But, you know, and then some went to the interior a little bit to, the Culiacan, right?
Okay.
And so everybody's different. What do you want to put up with? How rural do you want to be? Suburban life, city life,
right?
Access. You're absolutely right.
If it's a vacation fun spot, you know, northern Baja is easy to access, so you're probably going to go more often. If it's the type of thing where you can leave early in the morning, you can be having lunch at your spot in the afternoon, well, that certainly makes it closer to you, but some of that better fishing is a little farther down and a little more issue. So does that keep you from going there? And if it's a full-time retirement, well, that adds to it too.
Absolutely.
But a lot of fun. Well, how about another text, Wayne?
Yeah, we got one from Simone up in Santa Clarita. She's asking about offset circle hooks. I'm looking for a size 4, maybe a size 2 offset, double X strong circle hook that with a bigger gap. And she wants a bigger gap to be able to put the bait on easier. For bluefin fishing, help me with the sardine to get it in there with the butt area. which gap is bigger and grab tuna. What suggestion do you have?
Yeah, I mean, I think a little bit, Simone, knowing that this is exactly what you're after and some more inside baseball, I think you almost a little bit need to eliminate the size from your mind. And here's the reason I say is not all number twos are built the same. I'm a really big fan of that Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook. It has nothing to do with show promotion, anything like that. That's the hook that I like to fish, you know. Yes, the Gamakatsu is a sponsor of the show, and for 2 hours on the show, we talk about Gamakatsu. But, you know, outside of that, I work in a tackle store that sells every brand of hook, and, you know, I don't have any, and I have great personal relationships with all those guys. You know, I've been buying hooks from all of those manufacturers for, you know, it's getting close to 30 years now. So what I think you need to do is eliminate the size from your mind. Know that you're after a small hook, because let's call it exactly what it is. The Gamakatsu number two is much different in size than the owner Mutu number two.
Absolutely.
Mustad doesn't even make a number two circle, but their 1-0 is smaller than the number two from a different manufacturer. So I think what you really need to do is analyze the right hook size. So if you know that you have been fishing a Mutu number two and that's the right size for you, but you're wanting something that's a little smaller in terms of wire size, grab your Gamakatsus and start comparing, because a number one might be the larger hook size and it might give you the gap that you're after. So, you know, a little bit hard to say. I think I would just go into a tackle store. You're certainly welcome to come down to Fisherman's. We'll do that for you. And I know a lot of other great tackle stores in whatever your area would do the same. And grab all of the hooks. Go in on a weekday in the afternoon when it's not crazy and grab all of those hooks from the different manufacturers and lay them on the counter. And then you can get a true gauge and, like, I want a hook that's approximately this size. You know, throw the numbering system out of it, because everybody's going to be a little bit different. And then, you know, you can compare this guy's number two, this guy's 1-0 and this guy's number one, which are all about the same size, and then you can compare the gap between each one and see what's the right for the size that you're after.
Are you a fan of the offset versus straight?
I am. Yeah, I think it's easier to pin a bait on. I mean, there's sometimes when you have to have it, you know, tournament fishing and IGFA rules, they, you know, those things, some of them will require you a non-offset circle. But yeah, I like a little offset.
And the one thing to learn is there's a technique to holding the hook when you're trying to bait the fish, on how to get that hook in there easier.
It's a great point, too. It's not always the easiest thing to pin on. And, yeah, more practice, a little offset, it's a great point. It makes a big difference for sure.
Yeah. Hey, wow. Dude. 2 hours goes quick. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and we're going to give away this CalStar rod, the GG270B8C, to a lucky texter or caller. When we come back, we are on.
I can't believe somebody's getting that new rod.
I don't want to give it away. Yeah, I want to cool, just put man. It on the side. We need to try it. We need to do some field research, Rick. Honestly, I can't wait. And when we come back, we're going to pick that caller or texter. We're on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and we'll be right back.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Accurate, AFTCO, CalStar, Gamakatsu, and Costa. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st.
3 kayaks, 6 surfboards, 10 rods, and 1 truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and 2 singles, the I-9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all 6 of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, 3 kayaks? I thought a tandem and 2 singles would only be able to fit 4 people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the 2 single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, when we talk about the fastest 2 hours on radio, you are not kidding.
Wild, man. Yeah, it's crazy to go so fast. Okay, it is time. We are going to find out who has got themselves a brand new CalStar West Coast, or excuse me, GG 278 footer. Wayne, do us the honors. We have today, we have a
caller.
Caller, congratulations. John in Huntington Beach. You are going to love that new rod. It will be available for you to pick up at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. John, we're going to put your name on that thing, and you got yourself a brand new rod.
Pick it up quick.
First on the block, man. Congratulations. I'm not going to lie. There's going to be some drool and some fingerprints on that rod. We are going to be pulling on it and showing it off. It's a really special one, and congratulations. And Wayne, how fun this was, man. It blows me away that 2 hours rolls by as quick as it does, and it goes fast. I had a great time. So stoked you had such an awesome trip to Japan. That was really fun getting to hear about the ins and outs of it, and, man, it was just a great one, and we're going to look forward to having you back here real soon.
Yeah, it went quick, and, man, I'm sure happy to be back, and, man, the fishing's been great. I can't wait to get on the water. I'm jonesing right now. Yeah. All these great reports.
It's been fun, man.
Absolutely.
This is a really good time, and, well, we enjoyed having you. Well, again, appreciate you out there listening. Another couple of great shows coming up. Hey, tomorrow we've got a very fun one. We got the man, the tackle guru himself, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing, is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all about Tackle Day. Really excited to have him here. And then next weekend, another couple of great shows. We'll be live at – I will be live at Tackle Day. Pete will be in the studio. Bob Booth's going to be a lot of fun. And, Wayne, I know you're going to be joining him for that one, too, while Corey and I are working our butts off down of the day. But, hey, tomorrow, another great show. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. Big thanks to Kyle for keeping us on the air this morning on the fan. And a big thanks to Adam for keeping us rolling on the app. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on Let's Talk Hookup, 97.3 The Fan, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and that Let's Talk Hookup app.